KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, not much for local high school sports last night. A lot of matches, a lot of games postponed due to the anticipation of some weather. Softball action last night in the Western Iowa Conference. Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 10-0. In non-conference play around the area, it was Nottoway Valley over Orient Maxburg 11-1. Lennox beat Fremont Mills 10-0 and Murray over Essex 12-0. In baseball action last night from the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat Audubon 8-2. Also around the region, it was Essex South Page over Murray 7-3, Lennox 19-9 over Fremont Mills, and Central Decatur beat Orient Maxburg 20-0. It was a comeback for the ages and a College World Series instant classic that will be remembered for a while. Trailing 6-3 in the eighth inning with one out, Oregon State rallied to score 8 runs in the final 2 innings to keep its season alive with an 11-6 elimination game win over North Carolina at TD Ameritrade Park yesterday. Adley Rutschman was the hero with a game-tying 3-run double in the eighth before OSU broke the game open in the next inning. The Beavers advanced to play Mississippi State Friday afternoon. Meanwhile, in Wednesday's early game, not even a 3-plus-hour rain delay could slow down the Arkansas bats. The Razorbacks' offense carried them to a 7-4 victory against Texas Tech in the first game Wednesday afternoon, as Dominic Fletcher became the first player in College World Series history to go 4-for-4 with 4 RBIs at TD Ameritrade Park. The Red Raiders will now face Florida Thursday night at 7 o'clock in an elimination game. Well, the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals will play a regular season game in Omaha the week of the 2019 College World Series. The Associated Press has learned that Major League Baseball and the NCAA have been working to arrange a game as a kickoff event to the College World Series. Two people close to the situation have told the Associated Press Wednesday anonymously because they weren't authorized to discuss the details, but they did anyway. A news conference with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred was scheduled for today at TD Ameritrade Park, which hosts the College World Series. That move would be similar to the regular season games played in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, in conjunction with the Little League World Series. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Phillies are within 3.5 games of the National League East leading Braves after Odubel Herrera launched a tie-breaking solo homer in the seventh inning to lead a 4-3 win against the Cardinals. Cesar Hernandez hit a 2-run shot to help Philadelphia win its third consecutive series. Yadier Molina homered twice for St. Louis, including a game-tying 2-run blast in the sixth inning before the Redbirds lost for the sixth time in 8 tries. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Chicago over L.A. 4-0. San Francisco beat Miami 6-5. Colorado 10-8 over New York, and Milwaukee at Pittsburgh was rained out. In the American League, the Rangers were 3-2 winners over the Royals behind Austin Bibbins Dirks, who was reached for 1 run and 5 hits over 6 2/3 innings. Roofnet Odor's solo shot in the sixth made it a 3-1 game and helped Texas send KC to its 9th straight loss. Elsewhere in the AL, Cleveland beat Chicago 12-0, New York over Seattle 7-5, Houston beat Tampa Bay 5-1, Minnesota 4-1 over Boston. In interleague play, Cincinnati over Detroit 5-3, Toronto beat Atlanta 5-4, Oakland over San Diego 12-4, Baltimore beat Washington by a 3-0 final. Well, the Cubs have placed closer Brandon Morrow on the 10-day disabled list because of lower back tightness. Right-hander Justin Hancock will remain with the club after being called up from AAA Iowa as the 26th man for Tuesday's day-night doubleheader. The Cubs are also missing relievers Carl Edwards Jr. and Brian Dunsing, who's on the bereavement list after his grandfather died on Saturday. Edwards has right shoulder inflammation. Cardinals right-hander Michael Wacha left Wednesday's start against the Philadelphia Phillies with a left oblique strain. Wacha surrendered a 2-run homer to Cesar Hernandez in the fourth inning and pitched to one more batter before he was replaced in that game by Mike Mayers. Iowa wrestler Sam Stoll has been released from the hospital after being accidentally shot in the knee. Iowa coach Tom Brand said Wednesday that Stoll had surgery Tuesday and that he's doing well. Iowa City Police said that a preliminary investigation found that the All-American wrestler Stoll was shot by mistake in a residence early Tuesday morning and that several other people were present. Authorities say the investigation is ongoing. Iowa athletic officials were gathering information, and Brand says the school will follow its code of conduct policies once the police conclude their investigation. Stoll placed fifth as a heavyweight at the NCAA championships in March. He has one more season of eligibility remaining. Well, more than 70 Olympians and more than a dozen American record holders are in the field for today's start of the USA Track and Field Championships at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Former TCU standout Ronnie Baker has his first qualifying race in the 100 meters tonight. He is the current world record holder this season.
Excited to be in Des Moines. I haven't been here in a couple years since I was in college. So I did run a PR here while I was in college. So hopefully that'll happen again this weekend.
Still early in his pro career, Baker is considered the world's fastest man currently.
It's a great feeling. That's kind of my goal, is to be the fastest man in the world and continue to do that all throughout the season. But for me, I don't like to live in the moment too much. You know, those races, they come and then they go. And so it's a great feeling, but definitely know I can do better and will.
Robbie Andrews will be out to win a second straight title in the 1500 meters.
That's exactly what it is. It's a championship. And for us this year, this is the biggest championship we'll have. So it's going to be a lot of fun to compete your hardest and, you know, compete against the best athletes in the world.
American record holder Tori Franklin will bid for the triple jump title tonight.
I've never won an outdoor championship, and I just feel like I'm in a really good place right now where I'm able to achieve that. And it would mean a lot to me to be able to do that here at Drake with all my family here, and I'm looking forward to it.
World record holder Kenny Harrison has her first qualifying race in the 100-meter hurdles set for Friday afternoon. Again, the USA Track and Field Championships at Drake Stadium get underway this evening. And Luis Suarez put both Uruguay and host Russia into the second round of the World Cup while eliminating Saudi Arabia and Egypt at the same time. Suarez scored the winning goal in his 100th international appearance for Uruguay, kicking in a corner kick from Carlos Sanchez in the 23rd minute to give the two-time champs a 1-0 win over the Saudis. It was Barcelona striker's 52nd goal for his country. Morocco became the first North African team to be eliminated from the World Cup, losing to Portugal 1-0 on Cristiano Ronaldo's fourth goal of the tournament. In Wednesday's other match, Diego Costa scored on a deflection to lead Spain to a 1-0 win over Iran. That's a look at sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.